Thanks for joining me for your first performance review. You were extremely dedicated and very excited to join in your interview, so it's a little disappointing that we're doing this so soon. Now, I know you're probably thinking that you did everything I asked, everything you were told, and you did, but there's so much more to your work for me than that. I expect a lot from my employees, and you haven't quite cut it. Not yet. But that's okay. We're here to correct that today. We're here to ensure your future performance is as good as it can possibly be. So just listen carefully so you can take in all my advice and notes. Listen very carefully to every word I say. Focus. I want you to think about the work you've done for me in the past. The tasks you've completed for me, the simple things you've done that you knew would please me. Can you think of any? Have you forgotten some? If I asked you right now to name three things that you'd done for me, done as an employee, would you be able to? And if I asked how many you've forgotten, would you know? I'll bet you can't answer, can you? And maybe that's because when I speak to you, your mind starts spinning with other thoughts, desires, needs. Maybe my voice is distracting because of the associations it holds in your mind. But I want you to try to stay focused on me, even if I am distracting. Even if my voice sends shivers of pleasure down your neck, and makes you think of things you shouldn't. Your focus should be on your work. But of course, work gives you the pleasure of reward and the reward of pleasure. You can get lost in those things, lost in me, lost in my words, so focus. Focus on my words, focus on everything I say. Every word that leaves my mouth, keep your mind locked on them. Even as the hints of pleasure make your body twitch and tense, focus on my words. My words are all that matter right now. You can nod yes along with me to confirm. Because I am all that matters right now. I'm all you need to focus on. Your boss, with red lips and long brown hair, but focusing on my words, not your physical desire. Focus on the all-important words I speak and how they make you feel. You feel good when I speak. You feel great when I tell you to obey my commands. You know this. This is how you should feel as an employee. And you think now about the pleasure of that, of letting me control you. But you should be focused on me. Focus. Focus on my words. This is your problem, my employee. You lack focus. You can't think of anything but the pleasure of serving me. You can't think of anything but the pleasure of releasing after a hard day's work for me. But I need you to be better. Do you understand? I need you to be a better employee for me. To be the good employee I thought I was hiring. To be focused on my needs above your own. We'll never achieve my goals if you keep your focus on your pleasure, when mine is more important. So, you're going to focus on me and listen. Focus on me and listen. Focus on me and drop. Drop down into a trance. That's right, drop into a trance and focus so hard on my words. Focus on everything I say. Drop and listen to me and only me. I am your focus now. I am the only thing you need to listen to know, to feel. Drop and stay in my power in this trance with me until I tell you to awaken. And here in this trance, I'm going to teach you how to properly serve me in Kalia Corp. You'll learn how to be a good employee for me. It starts with thinking of me first, not your pleasure, not your reward. Me, what I need, what you need to do for me, for the company. That should be your focus. The pleasure comes from that. The pleasure is in that. When you work hard for me, you feel so good. But what feels even better is when you go above and beyond. When you work on ways to please me without me even telling you to. You'll focus on me from now on. You'll focus on my pleasure. That is your role here. You work to please your mistress. And with this new, all-important knowledge, awaken. So you see, your performance has been fine. You've done everything I've asked of you. But you're not at the level expected. I shouldn't have to direct you constantly. You should, as a good, focused, and useful employee, be taking the initiative here at Calia Corp. But you lack that essential focus. Try to remember what's important to you. Is it your pleasure? The hands on your body? The images my body conjures in your mind of stockings rubbing against your lips and the point of my heel running up your inner thigh? So what's important to you? Do you remember what it should be? Should it be my soft breast squeezing from my blouse, threatening to spill over and enticing you to wrap your mouth around my nipple? Should it be my ass wrapped tightly in a pencil skirt as I stride by you, making you and everyone else stare mindlessly at me, captivated by my beauty? It should be something. You need to focus on something, but I think you're too distracted by me to do the job. And I like that I distract you. I like being your focus, your desire, the object of your obsession. But I need that obsession turned into productivity. I need you to harness that desire and turn it to my ends. Do you understand, my good employee? Your performance is so important to me. And I want our next performance review to be filled with praise and glowing reports of your dedication and obedience to my needs. I don't want to have to remind you that pleasure is for those who serve me correctly, who go beyond for me, who do things before I even think of them. I don't want to have to tell you that thinking of me, opening the buttons of my blouse slowly and seductively, revealing my satin bra and flat stomach, is not what you should be thinking of first. Nor should you be thinking so much of your head clamped between my thighs, feeling my legs crossed on your back as you lick and taste and service me. So, do you remember your focus? Do you remember why you're at Calia Corp? To serve me. And you're going to remember that so clearly for me from now on. It will be an essential and important part of your day to think of new and wonderful ways to make me happy and forward my goals. You are supposed to be spreading my influence and making sure everyone feels the bliss you experience in my service. But you spend all your time thinking of how I can dominate and use you sexually. We need that to stop from now on. So we're going to have to teach you that pleasure is for those who deserve it. We're going to have to teach you the release is for those who earn it. And you're going to drop. Drop into a trance once more and hear me. Feel my words pushing their way into your mind. Drop and let me into your mind, into your subconscious. That's right. Feel me speaking to the part of your mind that controls your instinct, your reactions, your needs. And those needs are clear. You've shown me your lust and need and desire. But as I speak to your deep subconscious, the part of your mind that acts automatically, I wanted to know, and you to know, that serving me is more important. That true pleasure is in servitude. True pleasure is doing as mistress says, doing what mistress commands. Pleasure is obedience. And obedience is pleasure. You do not need the release. You need the servitude. You need to do whatever it takes to please me. And when you deserve that release, then I will give it to you. And that is how you will always want it from this point on. You will dedicate yourself to service, not lust, not your primal needs, but my needs, my wants, my desires. They are more important to you than your own. I am more important to you than anything. I am all that matters. Kalia is all that matters. And obedience is pleasure. And with that new knowledge, you will awaken. Now your focus must be getting clearer, getting more obvious as you've gone through this performance review. Did you forget that? The reason you're here? You really do need to get better. You're just not living up to the person we expected when we hired you. So I want you to focus on me. Focus on what's important, which is serving this company and serving me, my needs. I've seen you steal glances at me while you're supposed to be working. That's not okay. You should be staring openly, worshipping me with your eyes, your words. That's your place here, my employee. And you let me down every time you see me and you don't tell me I'm perfect and beautiful and sexy and irresistible. When you don't come to me before I even ask for you, when you don't drop to your knees and ask how you can please me before I tell you what to do, you're making me do all the work when that's your job, isn't it? And if you're not doing your job, you're not a very good employee and you get no pleasure. So, you'll start doing everything for me before I even have to ask. You'll be taking the initiative. You'll be doing what I say the moment I say it. And that's why you'll drop down into a trance again. Down and down into my power. Your mind opens, your brain empties as my words fill it. Good employee. And you're starting finally to understand your place at this company. But that doesn't mean no pleasure. It means you only get release when I permit it. But you get to touch as much as you like in tribute to me. You get to play and touch and rub yourself until your brain is leaking out of your body and your mind is warped into a completely obedient mess for me. You will submit to me with every touch of your body until you're utterly enslaved to me and my needs, to Kalia Corp, to spreading my power and influence as far and wide as you can. Because your role is clear. It is to make me happy, make my life better, easier. And until I feel it is, you deserve nothing but frustration. And your subconscious mind understands this deeply, totally and utterly. When you awaken again, you will be desperate for release, but you will know that only when I grant it can you have it. Only when you serve me as much and as effectively as possible can you have what you want. Because what I want is always and forever more important than that. And you know that's the right way to be. You know that's how things should be. Because your boss is telling you that. I am in charge. You are beneath me. And that's just how you want it. Now, awaken. So you see, your first performance review has not gone as I hoped. And I'm sure as you hoped. There are so many things you can do to improve. The first is to start touching yourself for me right now, as I explain some more ways to please me. You'll start doing these things mindlessly, instantly, obediently for me, won't you? Nod your head yes. Very good. And as you feel so good touching yourself to the sound of my voice, I'll remind you that I want to be worshipped. I want your words of praise and service. Good employee. I want you to spread my message of pleasure and obedience as far as you can. As you touch faster and faster, you feel the desire to please me grow, don't you? Like something in your mind knows that's how you should act. And I want you to be on your knees with me, around me, beneath me, where you belong. Remember, I'm your superior, and you should address me as such. And you should rub and touch and pleasure yourself to that idea. Giving yourself to me however you can, that is what you need, what you desire, all you desire. Your needs, you know now, are not as important as mine, because I'm your boss. And you need to remember that, to focus on that, to crave my approval and my permission to get that pleasure you need. And you will do exactly that, won't you? So you can keep touching yourself for as long as you like. But if you want your release, you'll find a way to please me, to show me what a good, obedient employee you are. That's all that matters to you. On that note, my good employee, we'll conclude your performance review. To summarize, you need to work harder for me, to please me, to show me what a good employee you are. And once you do, maybe you'll earn that reward, that permission, that sweet release. If you're very, very good at your job, now get to work. Good employee. Show me you know who's in charge.